Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Fellow Workers by Ani DeFranco and Utah Phillips on Righteous Babe Music. We heard an atmospheric version of Joe Hill. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we celebrate Labor Day, though a bit belatedly. Labor Day is a national holiday celebrated on the first Monday in September. It honors the American labor movement and the contributions made to the nation by its workers. A day to be set aside to celebrate labor was first proposed in the late 19th century, and the first parade was held in New York City in 1887. Oregon was the first state to recognize the holiday, and it became an official national holiday in 1894. This followed the deaths of 30 workers at the hands of the U.S. military and marshal service at the Pullman strike, which pitted the American Railway Union, the ARU, against the Pullman Company. President Grover Cleveland signed the law establishing the holiday 6 days after the strike. Incidentally, Canada celebrates their Labor Day on the same day each year, and International Workers' Day is on May 1st, and it's celebrated in more than 80 countries. We'll open this week's program with the Seattle Labor Chorus and welcome union members. We celebrate Labor Day on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Presence, hand in hand together, we make the Now, if you want higher wages, let me tell you what to do. You got to talk to the workers in the shop with you. You got to build you a union, got to make it strong. But if you all stick together, boys, it won't be long. You get shorter hours, better working conditions, vacations with pay, take a kid to the seashore. It ain't quite this simple, so I better explain just why you got to ride on the union train. Cause if you wait for the boss to raise your pay, we'll all be a-waiting till Judgment Day. We'll all be buried, gone to heaven. St. Peter'll be the straw boss then. Now you know you're underpaid, but the boss says you ain't. He speeds up the work till you're about to faint. You may be down and out, but you ain't beaten. You can pass out a leaflet and call a meeting, talk it over, speak your mind, decide to do something about it. Of course, the boss may persuade some poor damn fool to go to your meeting and act like a stool, but you can always tell a stool, though, that's a fact. He's got a yaller streaker running down his back. He doesn't have to stool. He'll always get along on what he takes out of blind men's cups. You got a union now and you're sitting pretty. Put some of the boys on the steering committee. The boss won't listen when one guy squawks, but he's got to listen when the union talks. He'd better be mighty lonely. Everybody decide to walk out on him. Suppose they're working you so hard it's just outrageous, and they're paying you all starvation wages. You go to the boss and the boss would yell, before I raise your pay, I'd see you all in hell. Well, he's puffing a big cigar, feeling mighty slick, cause he thinks he's got your union lick. Well, he looks out the window and what does he see but 1,000 pickets, and they all agree he's a bastard. Unfair! Slave driver. Bet he beats his wife. Now, boys, you come to the hardest time. The boss will try to bust your picket line. He'll call out the police, the National Guard. They'll tell you it's a crime to have a union card. They'll raid your meeting. They'll hit you on the head. They'll call every one of you a damn red unpatriotic Japanese spies, sabotaging national defense. But out at Ford, here's what they found. And out at Vulti, here's what they found. And out at Alice Chalmers, here's what they found. And down at Bethlehem, here's what they found. That if you don't let red baiting break you up, and if you don't let stool pigeons break you up, and if you don't let vigilantes break you up, and if you don't let race hatred break you up, you'll win. What I mean, take it easy, but take it.
We teach your children, we plow your roads, we clean your office, we haul the heavy load. We're the workers who make this country run. We tend the gardens and the patients. We are families, friends, and students. And we'll stay here until we've won. When people stand together, ain't no power ever stronger. Stand together now.
together. Ain't no power ever stronger when the people stand together now.
When Gene Autry started his recording career, he actually based his sound on that of Jimmy Rogers. He wanted to be a blues singer. That was The Death of Mother Jones from Gene Autry from back in 1931. And Mary Harris Jones was a union organizer, especially in the mining disputes in North Carolina. She lived and protested from the 1870s until her death in 1930. That's from a great little compilation called Protest, American Protest Songs, 1928 to 1953, on Viper Records. And before that, we heard from Emma's Revolution from their recording Revolutions Per Minute and Stand Together. And before that, we heard what's billed as the Almanac Singers, but actually is Pete Seeger, singing Talking Union from back in 1955 on Folkways Records. That's from the Classic Labor Songs collection on Smithsonian Folkways. And we let off that set with the Seattle Labor Chorus from their recording Songs of Working People and Welcome Union Members. That's on their own record label. We are celebrating belatedly Labor Day this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And we mentioned that Labor Day was also celebrated on the same day in Canada. And Maria Dunn is a songwriter from Canada. And on her recording Piece by Piece, she talks about the garment workers in the Edmonton Great Western Garment Company. This is a tune called Shareholders Reel, all about a time when Levi Strauss bought the company, leading to a change in management. Here's Maria Dunn on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Big Rick coming from Toronto, sees a farm girl from Ukraine, thinks he can intimidate me, well, he'll have to think again. Every year he says we're closing, every year I call his bluff, every year he's crying poorer, so I thought enough's enough. I too own shares in this company, to myself I said I'll go and see. Miles away from women working, lining pockets with machines, pleated pants, pinstripes, who's deciding what the numbers mean. Hearty handshakes in the boardroom, dividends just divine, another year of tidy profits with a healthy bottom line. Beyond our meat, we must tighten all your belts or come apart at the seams. Take the cut, sign the contract, otherwise you're out of work. Up to now you've had a say, up to now you've had it good. We must shrink our costs while making more pens. To raise your wage means dropping our plans.
Doesn't fool me, heard it from the horse's mouth. We're the best the company's got, there's no plan to sell us south. I threw his contract on the table, take your junk, go on home, till you make a decent offer worthy of the skill we've shown. Years and years too in the wage we have, there's no way we'll let you drag us back. Big Wig flying Toronto, packing all his empty threats, leaving us to once again earn in peace our daily bread. Piece by piece our daily bread.
I'd like to see them tread 1 hour in a factory woman's shoes.
I can't remember. It was probably around 1977 or so that a friend of mine in Iron River was doing research on the 1937 timber workers' strike. And we were driving all along through out towards Wakefield and Bessemer and all those places, looking for people who had been involved in that strike. And we went into Marinesco looking for a guy who'd been an organizer, and he wasn't home. But while we were there, we were talking to some folks, and they said that the mill in Marinesco was closing that Friday, and that was it. Only industry in the town gone out. And, well, you folks all know what that's about. Anyhow. So this song came to mind, and I'll see if I can play it. I haven't played it in a long time.
Like a fire in a jack pine, morning is a-breaking. Down along the south shore, down along the Sioux line, day shift going down, night shifts in the dry, down along the south shore, down along the Soo Line. Stopped in Marinesco, had trouble in the town. Friday being the last payday, and the mills are closing down. Young men walking home with leaving on their mind. Down along the south shore, down along the Soo Line. On the highways, their backs are bended down, and blackbirds on the barbed wire all around the caving ground. Head frames in the long fields, ghosts of better times. Out along the south shore, down along the Soo Line. Midnight in the high hills, we were lying side by side, waiting for the moonrise, warm into the wine. Gazing in your dark eyes, deeper than the sky, leaving in the morning, down below the Soo Line. Like a fire in the jack pine, morning is a breaking. Out along the south shore, down along the Soo Line. Day shift going down, and night shifts in the dry. Down along the south shore, down along the Soo Line.
At the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall that says Aragon Mill. But there's no smoke at all coming out of the stack, for the mill has pulled out and it ain't coming back. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin. Too young to die, and there's no place to go for my old man and I. There's no children at all in the narrow empty streets. Now the looms have all gone, it's so quiet I can't sleep. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. It's the only life I know. Tell me where will I go? Tell me where will I go? And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin.
This is The Sing Out, Radio Magazine, If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1636, and we're also available on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Fellow Workers from Ani DeFranco and Utah Phillips, and we just heard an interesting instrumental rendition of the Internationale, which is the anthem of the socialist movement since the late 19th century. That's on Righteous Babe Music. And before that, we heard from Magpie from one of their early recordings from back in 1982. The recording is called Working My Life Away. And we heard Gene Ritchie's classic tune, The L&N Don't Stop Here Anymore. That's on Collector Records from Magpie. And before that, the classic song from Psycon, Aragon Mill, from Psycon and the Looping Brothers, featuring some wonderful bluegrass musicians from Europe. That's on Strictly Country Records from Psycon. And before that, we heard from Craig Johnson, the late Craig Johnson, the man who introduced me to old-time music. We're not sure where that was recorded, but we heard the introduction and then Craig's wonderful tune, Fire in the Jack Pine, from Deep Woods and Hollows on the Field Recorders Collective Series from Craig Johnson. And we let off that set with Maria Dunn from her recording Piece by Piece and Shareholders Reel, all about the Great Western Garment Company up in Canada. We are listening to music for Labor Day this week, just a little bit late, and there are precious few recordings of Aunt Molly Jackson. This is one where it kind of sounds like she's doing a concert or a radio show. This is Ragged Hungry Blues from Aunt Molly Jackson, the legendary labor organizer, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Friends and comrades, I've had some very interesting letters from Kentucky this morning, and I have so much on my mind I hardly know how to address you, and I will endeavor to sing to you my hungry, wearied blues that I composed when I was down there suffering with those people, and now wait until I can strike a note, a chord. I'm sad and weary, I've got the hungry ragged blues. I'm sad and weary, I've got the hungry ragged blues. Not a penny in the pocket to buy one thing I need. I woke up this morning were the worst blues I ever had in my life. I woke up this morning with the worst blues I ever had in my life. No bite to cook for breakfast, a poor coal miner's wife. When my husband works in the coal mine, he loads a car on every trip. When my husband works in the coal mine, he loads a car on every trip. Then he goes to the office that evening to get the night off. Just because it took all he made that day to pay his mighty expense. Just because it took all he made that day to pay his mighty expense. A man that will work for just coal, light, and carbide, he ain't got a speck of sense.
Quiet. Things are different everywhere. The Wobblies were back again with Joe Hill at the mic. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike, there was no one pumping gas. gasoline, no one driving from town to town, no one at the registers, all the highways were shut down, the cars were stuck in the garage, CEOs on breaks, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. There was no one flipping burgers, all the grills were cold, onion rings were in their bags, fries were growing mold, there were no baristas at Starbucks asking how many shots would you like, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. The fruit was falling off the trees, no one to load the truck. Corn was rotting on the stalks, no farmhands to shuck. The workfare workers were hanging at home, spending the day with their tykes, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. Yuppie parents were housebound, their nannies left the job. Walmart workers said enough of our labor has been robbed. The footlocker was locked up, boss had to take a hike, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. When I awoke one morning, there was a feeling in the air. Everything was quiet, things were different everywhere. The Wobblies were back again with T-Bone at the mic, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike.
We want the sailor and the tailor and the lumberjacks and all the cooks and the laundry girls. We want the guy that dyes her pearls, the pretty maid that's making curls, and the baker and the staker and the chimney sweep. We want the man that's slinging hash, the kid who works for little cash and one union grand. Come all you toilers who work for wages, come from every land, join the fighting band. Grand then for the workers, we'll make upon this earth a paradise, when slaves get wise and organize. We want the tinner and skinner and the chambermaid. We want the man that spikes on soles, the fella that's digging holes. We want the guy that's climbing poles, and the trucker and the mucker and the hired hand, and all the factory girls and clerks. We want everyone that works in one union brand. Come all you toilers who work for wages, come from every land, join the fighting band. All in one union grand, then for the workers, we'll make upon this earth a paradise, when slaves get wise and organize.
wages come from every land. Join the fighting band, all in one union grand. Then for the workers we'll make upon this earth a paradise, when slaves get wise and organize.
Listening to my radio, a news report from Louisville. American Express thought they might build a factory to make and track their credit cards. 2,000 jobs for honest and hard-working folk who'll never use the cards they make all day. But they wouldn't pick a city for their plant until they'd ask a question I recall from way back when. To head off conflict and subversion, they asked every working person, are you now or have you ever been? Are you now or have you ever been a member of a union? Are you now or have you ever been? Well, I never thought I'd see the day I'd hear those words come round again. Are you now or have you ever been? Hard at work but soft on unions, that's the average Louisvillian. American expressly stated in their press release, the site selection test committee recommends some other city where business rolls in profits and the unions rest in peace. And every day that question grows a little more familiar as another union battle flag descends. Ask any airline traffic tracker, Bill Wright, Miner, or Meat Packer, are you now or have you ever been? Are you now or have you ever been member of a union? Did your father, mother, sister, brother wear a union pin? Well, I never thought I'd see the day I'd hear those words come round again. Are you now or have you ever been? Corporate planners dutifully bought the folks of Louisville a one-way nowhere fare on the American Express. Will we leave the driving to the bosses, make concessions, take the losses? This union's got the disappearing railroad blues, unless we dare to use the power we've been sitting on for years. We are strong enough to call their bluff, my friends. They can take their lousy plant and shove it. Yes, I'm union, damn proud of it. I am now, and I have always been. Are you now, or have you ever been a member of a union? With your sisters and your brothers, will you struggle to be free? When the question comes around, will you stand in solidarity? I am now, and I will always be. Are you now, or have you ever been member of a union? Are you now or have you ever been?
Picket line lady, yellow ribbon in her hand. Picket line lady, walking with her picket line man. She's still a lady, no matter what you say. Picket line lady, what will you do today? Picket line lady won't stand and scream and yell. She's right there on that line when they cart 'em off to jail. She's right there at the courthouse when they take away the men, singing her union songs and a good old country hymn. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a like me. Well, I once was lost, but now I'm found, and a picket line lady is what I'll always. picket line lady, walking with her picket line man, she's still a lady. No matter what you say, picket line lady, what will you sing today? I'll sing, we shall not be, we shall not be moved. We shall not be, we shall not be moved. Just let those federal marshals chain us up, cart us off to jail. But we will not be moved. Yes, we're picket line ladies and we refuse to move.
Solidarity forever. Shall run. There can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes strong.
It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines and built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving mid the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
Taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn, but without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
In our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of atoms magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
Solidarity Forever from the Almanac Singers, written in 1915 by Ralph Chaplin for the IWW. And before that, we heard from Elaine Perkey, who's an organizer in West Virginia. And we heard the song Picket Line Lady. That's from her recording Mountain Music, Mountain Struggle on Merrimack Records. And before that, Charlie King from his recording Food, Phone, Gas, Lodging. We heard Are You Now or Have You Ever Been? That's on Flying Fish. And before that, from John McCutcheon, we heard What We Want from his recording Joe Hill's Last Will. And before that, David Rovix from his collection Behind the Barricade, the best of David Rovix, we heard Minimum Wage Strike. And before that, Ann Feeney from her recording Union Made, we heard Whatever Happened to the 8-Hour Day. And we let off that set with Aunt Molly Jackson, from a great collection of tunes called The Little Red Box of Protest Songs. We heard Aunt Molly Jackson's Ragged Hungry Blues Part 1. Hope you've enjoyed this week's celebration of the music of Labor Day. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1636.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell,